With a look at sports, we will start off with baseball. We will take a look at the baseball scores from yesterday. The Mariners, they stayed hot. They defeated the Nationals 6-4. The Mets over the Braves, that's a big win again for the Mets, 7-3. Twins over the Brewers, 4-1. The Royals over the Tigers, 5-2. Giants over the Diamondbacks, 4-3. The Mariners over the Nationals, 2-1. The Marlins over the Pirates, 5-4. The Yankees over the Reds, 7-6. We'll talk about that game. Blue Jays over the Phillies, 8-2. The White Sox over the Guardians, 2-1. The Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Red Sox, 4-1. Dodgers over the Cardinals, 7-6. Orioles got their 10th win in a row. We'll talk about that a little later. Over the Cubs, 7-1. Rangers, 5. Athletics, 2. The Rockies over the Padres, 10-5. And the Angels over the Astros, 7-1. So what does all that mean? What does it mean? Well, it means, ladies and gentlemen, they are hot, hot.
And there it is. 10 consecutive wins. 3 consecutive sweeps. And a team that was 58 games under in 2021 has a winning record on July the 13th of 2022. The Orioles with their third straight sweep, the first time in 17 years. They are 45-44.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. That's all you can say. Congratulations to the ownership. They really did an outstanding job. We'll talk more about the Orioles in just a second. Now the Yankees. The Yankees got another walk-off win last night. And it really was almost a walk-off win. How did it happen? Well, it happened like this.
And the pitch. And that one gets away as well. Here comes LeMahieu. He scores. A walk-off wild pitch. And the Yankees win it 7-6. The birthday boy slides across with the winning run. And the Yankees win this one 7-6 in the Bronx.
Before we get to other scores, okay, or to other sports, might I say, we're going to talk more about baseball because it's just so absolutely amazing what's going on. All right, here's the big thing about what's going on. The Mets are in a pennant race for their division. People thought, you know, the Mets still don't have their two best pitchers pitching it. Okay, understand this. The Mets still are without their two best pitchers. So the Mets are in a dogfight with Atlanta, and they're hanging in there. They won last night. They have a 2.5 game lead in the National League East. Now, let's go to the American League East. The Yankees, 14 games over Tampa Bay, 15.5 over Boston, 15.5 over Toronto. Baltimore is 45-44, 10 wins in a row. Baltimore is only 2 games out of playing in the wild card. Baltimore is only 3.5 games out of second place in the American League East. What an outstanding, outstanding year they're having. It's just fun to see. Now, how about this? Seattle, they're 10-0. Also, in their last 10 games, they're now 47-42, but unfortunately, like the teams that are following the Yankees, they're still 11 games out. They're still 11 games out. But Seattle is in the wild card race. Milwaukee has a 2-game lead over St. Louis. The Dodgers have a half-game lead now over San Diego. Oh, pardon me, an 8.5 game lead over San Diego. So everything's pretty much getting down there, but some of the baseball that's being played is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, we'll go on to golf. Going on this weekend on the PGA Tour. It's probably the tournament of the year. Yes, I know the U.S. Open is important. I know that. But this is the Open Championship, otherwise known as the British Open. But it's the Open Championship at the Old Course. And that runs today through the 17th. So that's just what's going on this week. In the PGA, anyway. I don't know what's going on under Liv, but that's the PGA Tour. And that happens to be a check on sports this morning on the Breakfast Club.